This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. We continue Chafam and Beis 20b, the second section, the green text. All right, so yesterday we began analyzing the positions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to their respective positions regarding bringing the Olas Re'iyah on Yontif, right? The fully consumed the korban that you bring when you come for the pilgrimage festival for the Shalosh Regalim. Beis Shammai says not on Yontif. Beis Hillel says yes. All right, so Beis Hillel says, listen, if you can shecht for yourself, so of course you can shecht for Hashem, right, based on their Kal Vachomer from Shabbos. Beis Shammai said, well, I'll show you that vow offerings, right, if you vowed a korban, a voluntary vow or a gift, you can't bring those on Yontif, right? Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craven be Yontif. They're not brought on Yontif, even though you can shecht in your house. And now we'll see, right? Beis Hillel is not stupid. They have certainly thought of that. And here is their response. So Amr Lahem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, don't bring me a proof from Nedarim and Nedavos, right? Don't bring me a proof from the voluntary offerings. Mala Nedarim and Nedavos she'ein kavua lahem zman. Right? The case of voluntary gift korbans or vows, there's no set time, right? You have three regalim. You can come the next day. You can come the day before. You can come in a month, right? So, of course, that's not going to override Yontif. But tomar be'olas re'iyah shekavu alazman, right? You can't apply the same rules for the olas re'iyah, which is the ola that you bring when you come for shalosh regalim. You can't do it the day before. You can't do it in a month's time. Right, that's its time, so of course you can bring it based on my Kal Vachomer. Beis Shammai not ready to concede, right? Because Beis Shammai not stupid either. So Amr Lahem Beis Shammai. All right, Beis Shammai says back to Beis Hillel, Afzu ain't kavu alazman. It's not so clear, says Beis Shammai, that there's an exact set time for the Olas Re'iyah, right, for the Shalosh Regalim Ola. Ditznan, we learned in a Mishnah. Mishalo chag biyontov rishon shel chag. Right, one who did not literally celebrate, bring the korban on the first day of Yontif. Chogeg veholech kol haregel kulo. Right, chag always is about Sukkot, right? That's how it's called in the Gemara. So if you didn't bring your korban on the first day of Sukkot, chogeg veholech kol haregel kulo, you have the entire Yontif, right? You have Chol HaMoed, you have the whole time to go ahead and do it. V'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, and you have the last day of chag. Right, so it doesn't have to be on the first day. Wait till Chol HaMoed, says Beis Shammai. All right, leave me alone. It's not as set as you thought it was. So Amr Lahem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel says back, okay, now we're in like great territory. Right, Avzu kavu alazman. Now there is a set time. Right, ditznan, avar haregel velo chag. Let's say the entire right Sukkot passes and you didn't bring the korban. Eino chayiv ba'achriyuso. Right, you're not responsible for it. I mean, it has to be done on Yontif. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be done on day one necessarily. Well, maybe it's ideal. It doesn't have to be done on day number one, but it has to be done on Sukkot. It's not like Nedarim or Nedavos that can be done. Doesn't have to be done on Sukkot. Again, month before, month after, depending on when you took the vow. But it really could be any time, right? So that kind of ends, it seems, in a stalemate-ish. Right, because it's not it's sort of his time, but it's not really a set time, and they seem the Gemara moves on to another direction. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai, Shemei Shammai, and it says Beis Hillel Halok Var Nemar Lachem, right? Vilo Ligavoa, right? The pasuk says Lachem Vilo Ligavoa. I mean, the pasuk in Shmos says, "Hulu vadoya selachem." That itself, right, this alone will you do for you. It seems that you only can cook on Yontif for you, right, and not for gavoa, Right, so Beis Shammai says, yeah, that's why it's permitted for you. You can shecht an animal, but not for, you can't shecht an animal for Hashem. So Amar Lehem Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says back, right, elsewhere it says, V'alo kfar nemar la Hashem. Right, it says that the yontif is for Hashem. Right, kol de la Hashem, anything that's for Hashem is permissible. I now imkain ma talmud lomar lachem, according to Beis Hillel, la Hashem, that the yontif is for Hashem, and you can bring any kind of korban for Hashem within reason, right? Not, but certainly the ola would be included. Why does it then say hu levado ya'aseh lachem, this you can do for you? What is it coming to exclude if it is not coming to exclude a korban to Hashem? Lachem velo legoyim, right? You can cook on yontif for you, but not for non-Jews. I.e., you can only cook for those who are celebrating yontif, and non-Jews, right? As lovely as they may be, are certainly not celebrating yontif. And lachem velo leklavim, right? For you and not for your dogs, right? Not for household animals, right? So you can't cook, right? People who have dogs or other pets, right? It's only for those who are celebrating yontif. So Abishal omra b'lashon acheres, right? So Abishal has a slightly different, again, the same argument that we saw in the beginning, but formulated differently. That's b'lashon acheres in a different formulation. Right, uma b'mekom shekiratzcha situma, right? If in the place when your kira, your stove is closed up, it's satum, Shabbos, kirat rabcha ptucha, the kira, the stove, right, if you will, of your master of Hashem is open. Bimekom shekirascha ptucha, when your stove is open on yontif. Eino din shekiras rabcha ptucha. When your stove is open, doesn't it make sense that the stove of Hashem, the Mizbech, should also be open? Right? V'chein b'din, and that makes sense, right? According to the law, according to like a Kavach Homer. Shelo yehei shulchan chamale b'shulchan rab chareikan. How could it be that your table is going to be full and your master's table, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table, is going to be empty? Right? Can't be. Simply can't be. Okay, that is the formulation of Abba Shaul. Concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.